first group of Australians has arrived in Rome ahead of the highly anticipated Royal Commission appearance of Cardinal George Pell. Authorities in Rome have been preparing for the appearance, which is expected to attract the victims of child sex abuse and their families, an international media contingent, as well as supporters of Cardinal Pell. Our correspondent Lisa Miller is in Rome. Lisa, I understand that you've just been to the airport and spoken to some of the Australians. What have they had to say this morning?
Well, Anthony and Chrissy Foster, whose daughters were both victims of abuse within the church, are among the first of those estimated 20 people who are going to travel from Australia. The others arrive tomorrow here in Rome. Look, they've arrived, Elizabeth, with some trepidation. They admit it was a very big decision to come over here, but they wouldn't have done it if they didn't think it was very important. Interestingly, they've said that in a lot of ways, this hearing is just like all the other hearings that they have been to and that other victims and family members have been to. But they've said in so many other ways it's very, very different and very, very important because it is Cardinal Pell and he's created this atmosphere of anticipation by not going back to Australia. So it has in fact gained worldwide attention.
Lisa, let's talk a little about the logistics of how this is all going to take place. Is it going to be, will evidence be given in a hotel room and logistically will the victims be in the same room? What is the setup?
They will be. I have been in the room that is going to be used by the Royal Commission. We're in the hotel right at the moment. It's a four-star hotel here in Rome. 209 rooms, all sold out this weekend. Security is expected to be very tight. I've spoken to the manager of the hotel and he said that they've had CNN and the New York Times calling, inquiring about getting access to the hearing. We've all had to give our names and say who is going to be inside. But the room where it's going to be held is quite a large events room. There are about 100 people in there tonight having a party. The tables are set up with silver service and it is a room that is often booked out for joyful events, but come the next couple of days, it is going to be a room that where it is going to be quite intense because the families who have travelled from Australia will be in that same room, will be relatively close to Cardinal Pell as he is giving this video link evidence.
I understand the church called for Pell supporters to also turn up, but there was some sort of mix-up with the time. What happened there?
Well, they put out a note saying that it was going to go from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m., but in fact it is 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, Cardinal Pell is 74 years old. He turns 75 in a few months, and he is not coming back to Australia because he says he's too ill. So no doubt this is going to be a fairly grueling experience here in Rome. They've told us to turn up early because we have to get through security, but the hearing is due to begin at 10 p.m. Rome time, and certainly Cardinal Pell's supporters here in Rome have called out for others to turn up. So they might have got the times wrong briefly, but there is an anticipation that there is going to be a rather crowded room.
Correspondent Lisa Miller joining us there from Rome.